97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. With Sticks, it's all part of the grand illusion. That's right. We're here this afternoon. There's a big show coming up tonight on the Windsor Town Green. Going to be Tommy Castro and the Painkillers. And Tommy just happened to be stopping by because you were in the neighborhood.
I'm walking down the street with a guitar over my shoulder.
Yeah, hitchhiking to Windsor.
Man, that building looks familiar. I think I'll stop in.
I heard that you have a new album coming out in September.
All the actual recording is done. And now there's all this other stuff that you have to get prepared for before release, you know. And
post-production.
Yeah, and I'm with Alligator Records. So
great label.
Lucky for me, I don't have to do all of this stuff myself. They have a really good staff. And
distribution and everything.
Distribution, they know what they're doing. Distribution, I don't know if that matters much anymore because, you know, record stores is a thing. It used to be a thing.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Actually, you know, the vinyl coming back has been good for record stores. A lot of those old record stores are back in business again because of popularity of vinyl. And we always release all of our stuff on vinyl and CD now. But we like to we kind of specialize in colored vinyl.
Yeah,
now, I'm running out of colors, but for some reason, I decided to ask them about doing vinyl when we got to The Devil You Know. So and we did that in red vinyl.
Red vinyl, perfect.
Yeah, and after that, we did Method of My Madness, which is the most current thing out there, and went straight for the blue vinyl
because it's the blues.
Yeah, and because you can get those clear. You can get the clear colors, you know. So this new one's going to be coming out on sort of amber or yellow.
Oh, I was expecting pink.
Yeah, well.
Not yet. Not ready
yet.
For that?
Not really ready for pink yet. but, you know, I'm going to run out of colors pretty soon. So what I want is purple. Yeah, that's not on the list of possibilities.
Yeah, I think Prince had that locked up or something. He has purple vinyl records.
You're right about that, yeah. But, you know.
That'll be out. The new album will be out in September, right?
Yeah, and it has some cool. I would like to say some friends of mine that are guesting on there that are kind of interesting. One of my favorite guitar players on the planet is David Hidalgo from the Los Lobos.
Great guy too.
Yeah, and we did a new version of Them Changes, which I thought was. It's kind of the theme of this new album is my. It's called Stomping Ground, and it's kind of a. You know, it's rooted in my teenage years when I was learning to play and listen what I was listening to at the time and what I was, you know, learning to play by listening to records and the kind of shows I was going to and the music me and my friends were listening to at the time. Before I got deep into traditional blues, you know, it was more Elvin Bishop and Taj Mahal and, you know, Buddy Miles and the Electric Flag and Bloomfield and cats like that.
Yeah, you play so much all over all the country, all over the world. In fact, you'll be in Europe in November.
Going to Europe in November. And then before that, we've got a whole tour of the country to release this album. And then the big news is, after all of that, we get to the probably the coolest thing of all, and that's New Year's back.
Where
the Mystic Theater in Petaluma.
The Mystic Theater in Petaluma, which will be in Sonoma County.
Now, we haven't been there in a couple of years.
Really?
So we haven't been, we haven't done a New Year's show in a couple of years there. So we're looking forward to coming back. That was, we had a run of 10 or 15 years, something like that, playing New Year's Eve at the at the Mystic, yeah. And they're the best, you know, the best times I can remember.